Science communications is a very broad term that essentially boils down to how we communicate scientific research and information. With so many categories that can fall under this umbrella term, it can be difficult to suss out what exactly an Office of Communications does. What are their goals in communicating research? And how exactly can they help you? From the University of Central Florida in Orlando, I'm Rachel Wimmer, and this is Research Decoded. When it comes to figuring out how to communicate your research, you should never have to start from scratch. There are always a number of tools and resources available to you through your institution's press office or communications team. On today's episode, we talked to Zenaida Katala about how the Office of Communications and the Office of Research can help the UCF research community.
So I'm the Executive Director of the Office of Communications and the Office of Research and the College of Graduate Studies.
Zenaida says the role of the Office of Communications is to support UCF researchers in communicating their research news or scholarship.
So we do everything from preparing press releases and stories for the websites, social media posts. We will help faculty get ready for media interviews. We try to help them translate sometimes very complicated concepts into bite-sized that reporters can easily digest, and so that they can communicate to the general audience.
What are the goals of the communications office?
We have several goals, but I would say it really focuses on two. One is to communicate research news out of the university that raises the profile of the university, so that someday when you say, oh, I work at UCF, it's not, where's that or what is that? But it's, oh, University of Central Florida in Orlando. That's one of the goals. And we work with the central office to do that. I would say the other more lofty goal or more aspirational goal is really to add to the educational discourse out there about science, why it matters, why it has an impact on the community, and why it really isn't just about communicating the latest and greatest discoveries, but helping the community care and understand why they should care about it. I mean, we all care about clean water and nice breathable air and pollution and all of that stuff. But I think sometimes we lose an opportunity if we don't put the specific science discovery or scholarship in the context for everyday people. This is why it matters. You know, why increasing the speed of optic fibers and communications matter. Well, yes, in the immediate, it means your computers will speed up and you'll be able to process more data. And for work, that's great. But what are the implications long term? Well, maybe it's a new way to communicate to help build communities or bridge communities that are in different parts of the world that can help each other.
Above all, the Office of Communications is here for you.
We work for you. We want to help you. But don't assume we know what you're working on. It's a very large institution. Lots of people doing amazing research, and we have a small office, and 9 times out of 10, we really need you to reach out to us and let us know. Great example, recently we had we publicized a couple of research stories related to transportation, and then a professor contacted us and said, hey, I've been here for 6 years, this is what I'm doing, why haven't you done anything with my work? And he's doing really cool work. And it was really an honest answer. We didn't know. We wish we could have writers and communicators in every college embedded so that we could hear and walk the halls and talk to our faculty, but we don't. So biggest advice is don't be shy. Reach out to us and we will communicate with you, give you our best recommendations for how to communicate your work. And we'll explore different options too. If you're interested in, you know, getting the attention of particular collaborators, maybe traditional media isn't the way to go. Maybe there's a different approach that we can work with you on. And we'll do that. But we have to know you're out there.
I feel like there's this perception that you guys cover just the most newsworthy science that's happening at the university. But in reality, your services are available to anybody that's conducting research at UCF, right?
Correct. So we like to broaden the definition of traditional research, I guess, if there is such a thing. We really are looking for research and scholarship, what we call scholarship in this office. So if you're working on research or doing a study, a survey, a report, running a program or a project with a community group, either informs the community about something they need to know or impacts the community in some way, or your field. Maybe there's a new technique in art or in graphic design that you've come up with or that you're looking at. We want to know about that. It's not just, you know, petri dishes and microscopes that we're interested in, because as our vice president is fond of saying, sometimes the things that most profoundly touch us are not done in a lab.
You mentioned that there are routes beyond traditional media that can be taken if that's what happens to be the best fit for your research. Do you have any examples of what those might be?
I guess it's almost traditional now, but social media is one aspect, and there's everything from Facebook to Instagram to a Snapchat. There's a whole range depending on who your audience is. Sometimes it may just be sitting down with a researcher and figuring out, okay, what publications do leaders in that field look at? And it may not be a newspaper or a traditional, Time type of magazine, but maybe it's a very specific magazine for that field. If you help us identify those, we can reach out to them and help place your news there. In other cases, it may be something as simple as, hey, there's a big event that some local celebrity is hosting or a group is hosting on a theme that you work on, let's say sea level rise. We might be able to help you figure out how to get yourself invited to an event like that. And it's not a press release. It's not social media. It may be something as simple as email this person or write a letter to this person, or here's what you should include in a letter to this person or this group. There's radio, there's podcasts. I mean, there's a multitude of things. I would say don't limit communication to media. Think of broad communication tools.
What other services do you offer besides media relations?
So that is really our primary focus, is to get some national and local attention for the researcher in the university. It's a reputation building goal. But that also means that depending on the topic or the story, we can produce videos on a case-by-case basis. We can do photography. For example, if you've won some national award and the agency says, we're going to put out a press release about you getting this award, but we need a professional photo and you don't have one, call us. We can probably arrange for that. For presentations, if you're representing the university at some conference or some public event, we're happy to provide some talking points if you need help putting those things together. I think one of the ways folks can also take advantage of our services is sometimes when you're at UCF, even if you've been here for a while and you need something, you don't know where to go because it's such a big place. How do I apply for something with grants? How do I get through the IRB process? Who do I call if I want to get supplies in a certain office that maybe is not your traditional thing? We don't know everything, but you can always give us a call. Chances are we probably know who you need to contact or can point you in the right direction.
Whether you've worked with the Office of Communications in the past or are looking for ways to engage with them now, there are plenty of ways that they can help you share your research.
We will be launching on the Office of Research website a page that is dedicated to communications that will outline step by step what our office does, how to communicate with us, what we do, what we don't do. And the page will also outline the rights and responsibilities that we will hold and we will hold our partners, our researchers to. And that means communicating with us. That also means responding to media in a timely manner. We want to get you out there as much as possible so you can educate the community and get your research out there. But that also means that you have to help us do that, which means being available and being responsive. Working together, that's a winning combination.
I want to thank Zenaida for speaking with us today and the UCF Office of Research for supporting this show. That's it for this season of Research Decoded. We'll see you next time.